A broader perspective, an interview with astrologer Sophiros. I am excited to begin this series of interviews with some of the wonderful spiritual teachers, healers and therapists we are blessed to have access to here in Boulder. Sophie and I have worked together over the past several years, and I have always appreciated her ability to empower others, myself included, in their lives and on their spiritual path with clarity and kindness. So, we met for tea and a chat. Originally from France, Sophie has been in Boulder for 13 years offering astrology readings and classes, and in recent years has also been guiding clients in past life regression work. She has given readings and taught astrology classes in many local spiritual centers over the years. She is mother of two, author, and longtime facilitator of French-speaking groups in the area. Katie, how did you come to learn about astrology? Sophie, I started learning about astrology when I was 18 years old. I met a friend of a friend who was an astrologer, and I began reading and self-study then. This was more than a passing interest, it didn't really leave me, so I studied formally in Paris with a network of astrologers and with a specific teacher for 3 years. Then I went to London, which is the capital of astrology in Europe, and there I studied with Liz Green and many other respected astrologers at her school, the Center for Psychological Astrology. Katie, what does astrology mean to you in your life, and how is it useful? Sophie, astrology is a way to be in sync with the rhythms of nature and of the universe, with the larger picture. It gives me a bigger perspective on the different stages and cycles of my life, and on patterns of being and behavior. It helps me to know when it is time to end a phase in my life, and when it's time to begin something new. I never make an important life decision without it. Astrology is something that helps us navigate life. It's like being the captain of a boat, looking at the stars to steer oneself in the right direction. It is something outside of the crazy mind and what we have learned from culture, society and family, something outside of that and bigger than that, and it brings us a broader perspective and understanding. What I notice most working with clients is the confidence they gain to move on in their lives with clarity. Often people will come for an astrology reading because they are at a fork in the road in some area of their lives. When we know we want to change something in our lives, we are often confused. There is security in our past and in what we know, and fear of the future and of change, and this creates a lot of stories in our minds. It's hard to be clear about where we go next, and astrology helps make sense of this and gives confidence to move forward. I find that people often know what new direction they are ready for, but it is hard to trust our knowing sometimes, and an astrology reading can affirm and give confidence. It gives the push to move forward. Katie, what is it that you appreciate about living and working in Boulder? Sophie, I like that here, people are very open to different ways of seeing and thinking, which means they are open to the kind of work that I do, and willing to take a closer look at their spiritual life and to learn. No one looks at me as if I'm odd when I tell them about my work. In this town, a lot of my clients are psychotherapists, because Carl Jung studied astrology for the last 10 years of his life, so it is recognized among therapists as a useful tool for understanding ourselves and our relationship to others and to the world. Katie, how about past life regression? How did that come into your experience? Sophie, I have had a strong meditation practice for many years now, about 8 years ago. I began to have powerful visions during meditation, and these visions came with a lot of emotion. When I asked my meditation teacher about what this could be, she suggested that I was probably experiencing past lives. I went to a talk about past life regression work and shortly afterwards began my own study and trained to become a facilitator. Katie, how do you feel this work helps? Sophie, this is really interesting work, and it is a lot about emotional healing. It can bring clarity and a higher perspective regarding our present relationships. I find that clients can often release emotions somatically, through the body. This work puts people in touch with their own higher guidance, or higher self, often for the first time. Sometimes people are a little surprised by how powerful this experience is, and it can begin a journey of thinking more deeply about spirituality. It is such a beautiful thing to witness. I love this work. You can learn more about Sophie and her work on her website. If you would like to meet her and learn more about her work, she is presenting a talk on past lives and higher guidance at the Caritas Center next Friday, October 3rd, A click here for details. 8 circumflex.